I'm Wild Thang, and you're tuned in to another superb episode of The Bullshit Report. Zion Williams is a man of action. I'm sure he's heard naysayers and critics talk about his weight, or his lack of size, or how his game won't translate to the NBA. Critics have said, well, what role is he going to play in the NBA? Is he a three, a small forward? Is he a four, a power forward? Or is he a small ball five? Some people even said, what is this guy going to look like in 5 to 10 years? Some people ask, is he going to eat his way out the NBA? Like John Hot Plate Williams, who ballooned up to 340 pounds as an NBA player? Or will he go more the trajectory of, say, Glenn Big Baby Davis, who was a great player coming off the bench for the Celtics, but was strictly a role player? Or is he a new age Rodney Rogers, a short, wide body, explosive player out of college, who will become a under-the-basket rebounding pro defensive man? Is that him? No. Zion Williamson is none of those. Nor is he LeBron James or Charles Barkley or Karl Malone. What Zion Williamson is the first coming of Zion Williamson. This guy, his game will be amazing. I believe each year he will look to better himself and become more and more of a complete player. That is the only similarity that he will probably share with other greats who played the game. Players like Kobe Bryant, players like Michael Jordan, Hakeem Olajuwon, Clyde Drexler, players who every year try to get better, who look to get better, who add a new play or a new move to their arsenal. That's who Zion Williamson is. The kid is really having fun and enjoying himself, but he also seems as though he's about the work of it all. You know, if you remember him coming up, you know, coming out of high school, he was just swarmed by the media. So he's used to the media attention. He's used to the media scrutiny, and he's developed a thick enough skin to embrace it and involve in it. So with that being stated, man, look out for the New Orleans Hornets. Excuse me, the New Orleans Pelicans featuring Zion Williamson. And not to mention, you got Brandon Ingram, who's looking to really make a statement this year. Then you got Lonzo Ball, who everyone knows he's looking to make a statement this year. And you also got Favors, who's their center. Very little talked about big man. Dude spent all of his career with the Utah Jazz. And if you ask me, I think he was underutilized. I mean, when you are between Rudy Gobert, who's their all-world center, and next to Spider Mitchell, who's their all-world guard, I think it was really hard for him to find his place. But with this New Orleans Pelicans team, I believe that he can be the glue, the guy that helps to make the difference, the guy who game that no one is anticipating taking the next step. I think his game could take the next step, especially with Holiday at the point, with Holiday at the guard and Lonzo Ball at the guard, better able to utilize the skills. So look out for the Pelicans this year. They are the Pelicans. Look out for the Pelicans this year. These guys are going to be amazing. Zion Williamson is a man, and any critics talking bullshit about him, they are bullshit. All right? Holla. Well, that's our show. Thanks for tuning in to another great episode of The Bullshit Report. Holla.